Today's daf in the Dear Shur Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is daf Tzadi Vav Omer Aleph. We're in the fifth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we're in the middle of Siman Tof Pei Tes, which deals with the halachos of Siras HaOmer. And we're towards the very bottom on daf Tzadi Hei Omer Beis. We had begun yesterday the Mishneh Berurah Siv Katan Chav Beis. We just remind ourselves that we said yesterday, if a person says the day of the Sefira, he should always say yesterday was such and such a day of the Sefira, because if he says today is that day of the Sefira, so there's a concern that he's already Yotze, because we paskin mitzvahs einat tzrichas kavana, and therefore he was Yotze, even though he had no intention of being Yotze. And that's what the Mishneh Berurah said over here. Einu yochal lachzov limnos. Mishneh Berurah Siv Katan Chav Beis, we there brought down the question, shekvar Yotze bidei vezei yidei Sefira leman d'yom mitzvahs einat tzrichas kavana. According to that opinion, you've already been Yotze, and therefore, v'af anan danan kaimon lon d'tzrichas kavana, even though we paskin technically that you do require kavana, v'zeh halo lo kiven lo se ispozei yidei mitzvah, and this person didn't have kavana. He was telling the other guy what the day is. He didn't intend to be Yotze. So how come he's not allowed to go and say with the bracha anymore that night? He's already been Yotze, because we say le'inyan bracha tzorich lahachmir, because in regards to the bracha we have to be concerned for the sheet that it says mitzvus einat tzrichas kavana v'lochush lahachdeya. And you have to be concerned for that sheetah. And therefore, you have to count later on to be Yotze, but you don't make a bracha on that one. But he brings down another eitzah, the Eshel eitzah. A person should have in mind, if he's telling his friend, tonight's the fourth night of the Omer, and he hasn't yet counted, he could specifically have in mind, I do not wish to be Yotze by saying this over here, and therefore I'm telling you, tonight is the fourth night of the Omer, and I don't want to be Yotze, and in this fashion, it's not a problem. The issue footnote number 58 brings down, if you thought in your heart, if you just thought it, you didn't say it, so Shulchan Aruch Rav writes, Shiyotza, you are in fact Yotze, according to the opinion it says, Mitzvah Seinu Srichas Kavana. Because according to this, unless you specifically state it, you're going to be Yotze anyway. And therefore, he says, if you're listening to the Shliach Tzibur, and he's saying the Bracha, and you didn't have in mind that you're not going to be Yotze with him, so he says, even though you didn't intend to be Yotze with that Bracha, you have to be concerned that according to the opinion that says the mitzvah doesn't require kavana, that you actually were Yotze by listening to his bracha. And ain't a yochel lazel varach, and you can't make the bracha yourself. Because you don't need to have had kavana. The fact that you listen to it is enough. And therefore, one should have in mind either to say specifically, I don't want to be Yotze with the bracha of the chazan or the shliach tzibur or the rabbi, or say it along with them. Or alternatively, he brings out from Shlomo Zalman, nowadays with Manenu, that nobody really is intending to be Yotze with the bracha of the chazan, so it's as if you specifically stated that you don't want to be Yotze, and therefore you can still say it afterwards with the bracha yourself. We weren't Yotze with the bracha of the chazan. But again, one should either interrupt, answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shem or something like that to demonstrate that you didn't want to be Yotze with the bracha of the chazan, or alternatively, say it along with the chazan or the rabbi when he says the bracha of Siras HaOmer. Mishneh Berurah continues and writes, Katsu Achronim, Demayri Shoshol Oso, Kodim Shigil Shvus. This is what we said, that your Yotze bid the Ebed, if you said tonight is the fourth night, that's when they haven't yet reached the amount of counting a week. Ha Yisha Lo Bishor Shigil Shvus. If you counted, however, when it's now 7 days, so it's a week, 7 days, which is 1 week, Safilu Omelo Hayom Kach Vakach, then if you said it's 7 days, Lav Klumhu, then you weren't fulfilling your obligation, because you didn't mention the weeks. And then you're still allowed to go and count again with a bracha. The Sharetzion Os Chavches, the Chavetz Chaim brings down, this is the opinion of the Prichodesh of your rabba. However, he says the Prichodesh is mashma, the davka hechide shavuhu li kuva. That's only when the week is required to be saying kamo mishlam shavua, for example, 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, etc. Aval achar shlamas shavua, but if it's the 8th day, the 9th day, sheino ela minog lahaskir shavuos, it's 1 week and 3 days. It's only a minog to say the weeks, as we already learned. Afilu lo hiskir lo ela yom yotzu. Then, even if you just said the number of days without saying the weeks, you would be yotzi b'diavad. On the other hand, the El Yerabba says, no, if you didn't mention the weeks, like our Minog gets to say the weeks, then you can go back and count with the bracha, even if you told him it's the 10th night of the Omer. The Much is the Mosul Shemachavin Shalotz, because it's clear in this situation that you did not want to be Yotze, and therefore you could still count with the bracha later that night. However, if you said it's 10 days, which is 1 week and 3 days, then you should be Machmed that maybe you were in fact Yotze. He does bring down for the Vilna Gaon that if you hold like the sheet that it says the mitzvah Tzrichos Kavanah, then all of this is not Lahalocha. And he concludes and he says that since there is this opinion that says you're not Yotze anyway, so if you didn't say the days and the weeks, you can rely upon the lenient opinion of the El Yerabba that you can count still with a bracha that night. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah, ukishyegiya hazman, once you reach the time to count Sirisa Omer, asur lechol ad sheyisbar. When you reach that time, then you're not allowed to go and eat before you count Sirisa Omer. And even if you started eating then, posik b'sofer, you have to stop and count Sirisa and then continue eating. Meanwhile, however, he says, im hizchil lechol kodim sheyigiya hazman, if you started eating before the zman, we'll see it actually means before, even the half hour before the zman, ein tzorich lafsa, then you don't have to go and interrupt. However, what you do is you finish eating, then you can go count after you finished eating because you started beheter. He brings this down as his own opinion. According to the opinion, this is Sefiras Omer, is daraisa, so then you don't have to interrupt. Now, there's a lot to be said in this, so let's look in the Mishnah Berurah, in Sivkot and Chav Gimel, and then some of the Diyusha footnotes. So he brings down, Rotsa Lomar, Tzeitzei Kochavim, the time that you should have said it, so of course, Tzeitzei Kochavim. So if you started to eat once it's after the Tzeitzei Kochavim, then you have to stop. And he adds, Vafilim Kwari Spalu Kriyashma Tefillah, and even if you daven Ma'ariv, then Lo Kein Belav HaChiyosu Mishum Kriyashma Tefillah. Certainly then, if you hadn't daven Ma'ariv and said Kriyashma, of course you'd have to go and not eat, you'd have to stop your eating. V'skimu Acharonim, he brings down the Acharonim agree. Delfi Ma'ad Paskinon Le'el B'simin Reish Lamed Hei, when we learn the Hilchos of Mincha and Ma'ariv, L'hachem Mechatzi Shoa Kolim Azman, when you're having to stop eating a half hour before the Zman, so then, who are then Hacha? So too over here it applies, a half an hour before Tzei Sechol Chavim. Yeshlon L'hachem Yeshlon L'echol Mechatzi Shoa Somach L'sviro V'hola. You're not letting go and eat even in the half hour time before you start saying the Sviras Omer from the Zman of Sviras Omer. V'afilum Kvar Hikdim V'spala. And this is true, even if you're already Davin Ma'ariv, nevertheless, you shouldn't start eating if you haven't yet counted Sfira in that half hour before you're allowed to start counting Sfira. The issue footnote number 60 reminds us that it has to be a significant meal. If you had a kibbetz's worth of pas, but less than a kibbetz's worth of pas, or even a lot of fruit, is not a problem. And certainly any drinking other than dvarim hamishakrim, beverages other than drinks that will get you inebriated, so that you're allowed to drink as well. The issue footnote number 61 brings down how much before Tzeitzei Kochavim is this chatzi shor. So Rav Yashiv Zatzal brings down that this half hour before the Tzeitzei Kochavim is the Shkia. So as long as you started eating before the Shkia, then this doesn't apply. Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down it's a little bit earlier, about 10 minutes before the Shkia. And if a person's davening a regular minion, so that Rav Moshe finds his Zatzal, the Yugos Moshe says, Shanoeg lismo chalaheto shel minion kavua v'lechol kodim shakaru kriyash man espalo, just like you can go and eat before you daven Ma'ariv. You daven every night at 10 o'clock, so you can eat before you daven Ma'ariv. So he says the same thing applies over here, that one could eat before the Sfira. However, Yashiv disagrees. He says, "Ein l'smocha minyan kavua el in limud kodim atvila ach lo l'inyan nechila." He says that only works to learn before you're going to daven or to say sfira, but not to eat. But the Mishnah Berurah now discusses this, and he says, "Ach b'mokum shaminog shashamish korilis for sfira." In a place where the minog is that the shamish goes and announces, they had small shtut, and the shamish would announce, everybody counts sfira. So ein l'hachmir b'kodim zman. Then you don't have to be machmir before the zman. Then you can just say, once it's the zman, you have to count sfira, but not before the zman. The issue footnote number 62 brings down a number of related halachas over here to if the shamish calls you to go and come to shul, so does that allow you to do certain things? Ayin in the issue footnote number 62. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Chavdala tells us you're not allowed to eat. It's also, he says, Zuhadin Sharmalachos, all the other things that you're not allowed to do, likewise, when you're not allowed to eat, Ukadel, Basim, Reish Lamed Bez, Reish Lamed Hey, we learn the halachos of Mincha and Ma'ariv, which you're not allowed to do before them. The same thing applies over here. And the issue footnote number 63 outlines what some of those dinim are in terms of doing malacha, as well as taking a haircut, taking a bath, checking on your work, etc. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Chavdala tells us that you have to stop and count if you started to eat after the Tzeitzei Kochavim. Haile l'man d'amar, Sfira Zman is a daraisa. This is according to the opinion. It says Sfira is daraisa, so then you have to stop. And that's what the Ramah says over here. Utu Matzayin Ba'agah. V'im kein l'didon, the Naktina Sfira Zman is a l'rabbanon. Since most poskim today say that it's only din the Rabbanon, although we brought down there are a significant number of Rishonim and Achronim that do say it's daraisa, but most say it's the Rabbanon and a posik, then you don't have to stop. And if you started eating, you don't have to stop. As he brings down in the Sharetzion, Oslam Ebeis, the name of the Prichodosh, and it's also Mashman, that is the opinion of Vilna Gaon. And we learn the same halachos in regards to mincha, that you don't have to stop under certain situations. The Yesh Me'achron Shekotzo, however, he brings down in the name of the Chok Yaakov, and this is also brought down by the Graz and Derech HaChaim, that one should be machmir. The Lefikach, Choshash, that the Ramah is alluding to the fact that we should be concerned about the Shittos to say it's Daraisa. What's the big deal? Stop eating, stand up, count the bracha, say the Sfira, and go back to eating. It's not a big deal. So you should be choshish over here. If it's a din Daraisa, you do have to stop, and therefore don't just assume that it's a din Darabon and you don't have to stop. Sivkot Chavav, Kodim Shiyigia, Hazman, before the Tzeis HaKochavim, or if you mind the Kosav de Leil, the Mechatzi Shoah, Somach Lezman, Maschalissa. And as we already pointed out, we had this in the Dirshu footnote. So we said that a half an hour before, roughly, before the Zman, so you're also not allowed to eat, you'll see a Shayach Dina de Ramah, Kishisho Lecho Biyosi Mechatzi Shoah, Kodim Zman. So then this din doesn't apply in the half hour beforehand, but it applies if you started more than a half hour beforehand, then you don't have to stop eating. This is even according to the opinion that says it's daraisa nowadays, because you started early enough and there'll still be plenty of time for you to count. Sif, hey, a person doesn't know what tonight's sphere is, and therefore, he says, I'll wait till my friend says it. I'll say the bracha, I'll listen to what my friend says, he says it's the fourth night. Oh, I'll then say, Yom Arba Yom Lomer. He said the bracha, and then he waited to hear what his friend was announcing, and then he said it afterwards, Siyam Kamo, and he said exactly what his friend said, Yotza. So this is not ideal, but the Mechaber tells us that you are, in fact, Yotze by doing this. It's not Lechatchila, but it's B'di'evin. The Mishnah Berurah at Sivkon Chavchet tells us, Upasach is a bracha. He said the bracha, and he waits to hear what night it is, so he waits to hear until his friend says it. So he's pausing over here. Sivkon Chavchet, Siyam Kamo, Yotza. So he did end up not interrupting. If you talk, then that ruins it. But he didn't interrupt, he just had silence there, and he ultimately heard what his friend said, tonight's the fourth night, then he said, tonight's the fourth night, then he is b'di'evin yotze. Rosh Lomer, af b'bracha, his bracha counts for him as well. That's what we meant over here, that he counted with the bracha over here, and he concluded properly. So he had a start and end over here that are all good. Person should not make the bracha and then wait to hear what night it is from the chazan or from somebody else. You should know before you make the bracha what night it is, because the also lahasik afilu b'shtiko ben a bracha l'mitzvah yosu michdei dibor. Because it's really not right to pause, even though you're pausing, you're not talking in between the bracha and the saying of the Sefiras Omer. The issue footnote number 65 brings down. What happens if there's nobody there? He doesn't know what night it is. He doesn't have a calendar. There's no friend over there. He's davening yechidus. It's during the COVID days when everybody's davening alone. So he brings down from the Avnei Nezer. Then he says, also to say for Shari Yosher, Shesvira misofek eno nechsheves lesvira klal. If he's not sure, he says, I think it's the fourth night. I'll say the bracha and he say it's the fourth night. Even if he's right, he's not yotze. Then the end, the Shil Surah Dvar Avram says, Sheyisbor misofik below bracha. He should count without a bracha. If he doesn't know what night it is, say, I think it's the fourth night tonight. He doesn't say, I think. He says, tonight's the fourth night of the Omer. And he brings down the same thing for the Shil Surah Arlusion. Sheyisbor misofik below bracha. You should count in that way without a bracha. And then if it turns out that you were right, as long as you counted right. If it was the fifth night and you said it's the fourth night, you're not yotzei. But if it turns out that you didn't know for certain, but you counted the fourth night, and that's what it was, the rest of the nights you can still count with a bracha. If you estimated, I think this is the fourth night, and you in fact did count correctly, so Minchas Yitzchak, Dayan Weiss, that's how it brings down, you certainly shouldn't have done this, you are in fact Yotze. The issue foot number 66 brings down, b'di'evet, afilu shor har b'yosim ichdei dibor, even if you actually did pause for a longer time, so b'di'evet, ein chozim b'varach, you don't have to make another bracha, as long as you were not mesiach daito being time. So you shouldn't do this l'chatchila, but if you waited and waited and waited, but you were silent and you wouldn't have a hesach hadas, then you are yotzei with that bracha, and you count, and the sphere is a good count. But as we pointed out previously, if you even say one word, that is not going to make that bracha good for you, and you'd have to go and repeat the bracha again. Of course, if you counted after that, then you can't go repeat the bracha because you were yotzei, in fact. Sivvav. The Mechaber writes, in Pasach, if a person started with the saying the bracha, V'yomar baruch ato Hashem Elokeinu melech olam, thinking, adaito delei mahayom arboit. He's thinking, he says, today is the fourth day of the Omer in his mind. But then, shu sovur shem arboit. He thought at that time it was the fourth night of the Omer, but it really was the fifth night. And v'niskar, v'siyem b'chamisha, v'im chamisha, and the simple way to understand this over here is that he concluded the bracha, thinking it was the fourth night, but then he said, Hayom Chamisha Yomim LaOmer, and that really was the fifth night. Siyem v'chamisha, v'heim v'chamisha. So then he is Yotze. He doesn't go back and repeat the bracha. He doesn't have to count again because he counted the fifth night. Alternatively, O Ifchov, he said the other way around. Now here, this is going to be very problematic. We're not going to understand this easily. So the Ifchov over here means Shem Arba. He really wanted to count that it's the fourth night over here. Upasach Adaiti Lema Arba, V'tah V'siyem v'chamisha. in this situation, he counted the wrong night. It really was the fourth night, and he counted the fifth night. The Mechaber seems to say that you're Yotze, and you don't have to go back and say the Baruch again and count again. Now, this is very, very, very problematic, because he didn't say the right night. So the Mishnah Berurah is going to discuss this. So first we look in Sivkot and Lamed, which was the first scenario, that wrote Shalom Marshasibir Chamishiyomi. It was the fifth night. He thought it was the fourth night when he said the bracha, but when he counted, he said the fifth night. So he's Yotze. But now the Ifcha, that's very strange. Sivkot Lamed Aleph, wrote Shalom Marshasibir Chamisha. He counted over here the fifth night when it really was the fourth night. So the Mechaber tells us, Sivkot Lamed Beis, Eino Chozim Avarach. He was Yotze. He doesn't have to count again. Everybody's tomor on this. Ha'achronim tomu al din zeh. The Ha'achronim don't understand this mechaber. The Bishlama Bereisha, in the first scenario, Shusim Chamisha v'Chamisha, he thought originally it was the fourth when he said the bracha, but then he counted the fifth, and it was the fifth. So Nicha de Yotze, we understand why it was Yotze. Shari Sipa Kedin, because you counted the fifth night, which is what it was. Avogad de Bishaz Birchoso, even though when you said the bracha, Savushu Arba, Lav Klumu, the fact that you had the wrong idea when you say the bracha is not good, but it doesn't ruin it for you. Shari af below berech kla yotze, because let's say you didn't make a bracha at all, you just counted, tonight's the fourth night of the Omer, you would be yotze. So you can't ruin it by having the wrong kavan in the bracha. Avol b'seifa, you counted over here, my mahanin lo shibishas bracha yodda ez yomu, when you said the bracha, you knew it was the right day. But when you counted, you said the wrong day. Hello, al koponim, b'fiv siper yom she'eno, you counted the wrong day. So how can you be yotze, even though you had the right thought in mind when you said the bracha? So therefore, everybody doesn't understand this mechaber. The mechaber doesn't make sense over here, and the person would have to count again with the bracha. He can count again. The b'chasa rishono isal avatala, because the original bracha, albeit you had the right thing in mind, it doesn't count. Kimin shesiyeh macharei yom acher, because you counted the wrong day. So unless you remembered right away within the tokei de dibur, the amount of time it says, takes a person to say, Shalom Lecha Rebbe Yomorio, Shalom Lecha Rebbe, Shos Chos V'Sofer Kedin, V'Abracha Ololo. Then you can quickly correct it. If tonight's the fourth night, tonight's the fifth night, so then you'll be fine. V'da'ot, oh, furthermore, the Apa Shulchan Aruch, Ma'irish, Be'ez, Ha'Bracha, Yodea, Yom Svira, Uvera, Chadas, Lispor, Kehogen, El Sha'acha, Chotor, V'Siyem, Shalom, Kehogen. So here we're talking about that he did, had in mind to count correctly, but then he counted incorrectly. So that's what the Mechaber must be talking about, and we don't understand it. However, I will come achronim iskimu da'afim be'eis ha'brocha yodaito gam ken ayom acher v'ken siper betoz. But everybody points out that even if you had the wrong idea in mind when you said the brocha, mikol makom mibetoch kidei dibur nizkar shetah, as long as you corrected yourself within the kedok dibur, yisayim techa kohogim yosef zeh, you can count still and be yotzei both the brocha and the siras omer. The issue foot number 67 explains from Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, because you're osek in siras omer v'lo yisiyach daito min ha'mitzvah, you didn't have a hesach hadas, that's why you're still yotzei. Furthermore, the Mishnah says, "Od kotsu dim tov amar hayom yom rivi baomer ubesoch kedi dibur niskashum yom chamishi." If you counted incorrectly, but then you corrected it, toch kedi dibur dayor siyasayim chamishi baomer. You don't have to say hayom yom again. It's enough to say hayom rivi baomer chamishi baomer. That's good enough. The yotzei bazeh avshalo amar hayom yom chamishi. You be yotzei even though you didn't say yom yom chamishi. Kivin shu dayin toch kedi dibur, because it's still within the toch kedi dibur. The issue footnote number 68 points out this is different than when we said mekadish shuvi yasmanim. That if you made the mistake and said mekadish shabbos, you have to go back and say Mekadesh Yisrov Yasmanim. Here it's different because the Svira, you're clearly saying it's the fifth night rather than the fourth night, so it's clear that you're negating the original statement. The issue foot number 69 says you count over here Tokhid Dibor from the end of the Svira that you counted wrong, not from the end of the Bracha. Now the Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maschlo Ifcha brings down a din interesting shot from the Taz to be Metaritz over here, the Mechaber. He says that when he says at the beginning and the end, he's talking about the beginning and end of the bracha, but he did count correctly. In this way, he explains the mechaber in a very clear way. He adds over here, a chiddush over here, if you had to start in the end of the bracha to count the fifth night, and then afterwards you realize it was the fourth night, you have to make a new bracha again. However, here, most of the poskim disagree with the Taz. Siv Zayin, the Mechaber writes, Shachach, if a person forgot to count at night, below berach kol alaylo, yispa bayom, below bracha. Then you can count through the day without a bracha. Why is this? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, in Sivkot Lamed Gimel, Kedas Harei Poskim, the B'dievet, Siras Yom Olo Svir, because B'dievet, during the day, counting is good. Sivkot Lamed Dalet, below bracha, you don't make a bracha during the day, because Kedei Lochosh, Ledas HaPoskim, Dein Zman Svir, El Belayla, because according to those, they say you can only count at night, therefore you don't make a bracha during the day. Ukshim Baruch Bayom, Pulu Vatola, if you make a bracha during the day, it's a bracha Levatola. Miu, Mikanu Lahaba, Sofi Vacholai, Lebe Bracha, however, the rest of the Svir, you count with a bracha. Below Havid, Kedila Yom Echod, Legarmesh, you know, Sofer, a bracha, Kilikame, but it's not like if a person who totally forgot to count on a day, then he can't count the rest of the time with this. With the bracha, as we will learn in Mitzvah Hashem. There you should put number 70, brings down from the Kaf HaChaim. It's a very good minhag. Therefore, to count every morning after davening the Sefirah. This way you'll never make a mistake. With this, we conclude today's shir.